Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Reflective Aesthetic. I am joined, as always, by my host, Andrew Huntington. Andrew, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, man. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing excellent. Tonight's show, we are going to be going through and playing all of our commercials and original skits that we have made here. This is one of the last times we were able to do it because Blog Talk is limiting the bandwidth on our site. So we will have new skits for you guys, but we're going to go ahead and play through the old ones. And we're also going to go ahead and take some of your calls. It looks like Blog Talk has already limited some of our bandwidth. We don't have every skit that we've done, but we have the vast majority of them here. So they have limited us a little bit there, Andrew, but we have a good amount that we could get through here for this week and next week's show going on. And also we're probably going to have a couple guest speakers on tonight, too, so if you guys want to call in for that. Be on the lookout for that, a couple of different segments, all that kind of stuff like that. Mr. Montana might be joining us tonight as well. But we're just going to go ahead and start it off just like that, just going to be going right into our skit. Andrew, anything crazy you've heard in the news lately?
Well, the other day I was sitting down. I was reading a nice periodical, just relaxing, and I discovered that the situation that actually has a workout DVD and a book coming out. And not only that, but Snooki not only wants Smush Smush, but she also wants a book deal, and she has one. And she actually wrote a book, too. And this is scary. I'm a little scared.
Yeah, so am I. I got to be honest with you. These fuckers couldn't write a book, I don't think, unless it's a kindergarten pop-up book or some dumb shit like that. I have no interest in either of these books, but I think it'd just be funny as heck to read. I mean, I don't think I'm going to go out and purchase it, but it could be funny to read and see what the hell they're talking about. Like, you guys already have a reality show, so I kind of know everything really that goes on anyways. What else could you tell me? I just don't know what else they could tell me.
I bet you the best-selling edition is going to be the Braille edition, so all the girls and all the guys that really are into the situation can get the Braille edition and touch his abs and see how awesome the situation really is up close and personal.
Yeah, that's just stupid and ridiculous. I'm just tired of junk, but we love junk. We love it. We can't get enough of the junk. Without further ado, I'm sorry, Andrew, I lost you there for a second. What was that?
Oh, no, I was just saying, that's what our society is turning into, man. You know it, and I know it. It's just crap. That's all we can say anymore.
Yep. It's all junk. I'm opening up the chat room. It should be live and ready in about 3 to 5 minutes, guys. So if you want to jump on into the chat room, feel free to go in there. I'll be monitoring that for you guys. If you guys want to call in and you want to say something or you want to be a guest here on the show, want to talk about some of the skits, the number is 310-634-1952. Like I said, for the most part, we're going to be doing our skits tonight because of the fact that they're going to be limiting our bandwidth. With that, I have a caller here on the line, 021. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hello?
This is Ricardo.
Hello,
hi.
Roberto.
What's up, buddy? How are you doing?
Not very good, you know. I apologize because I listen to your show every week and I got deported, you know, and it's not very good.
No, it's not very good at all, my friend. No papers or what happened?
Well, you know, I stand in front of Home Depot find work, you know.
Yeah.
And just a come and, you know, not very good. I big, you know, I fast. So I run and, no, they spray and it tastes funny and I burn and no good, you know. And they took me and they say I feel, I didn't like it. And they asked for La Mica, you know, green card. And I know I have,
yeah.
You know. And I got took away and I saw it, you know, I always listen to the show. It's very interesting and very nice. And I back now though, you know, I pay a coyote, you know, money, you know, 30,000 pesos. And he bring me back.
Wow.
And, you know, and, no, it's 30,000, like, it's like $10, you know. It's not
bad, huh?
And no swim, I did with pig, you know, with puercos coming across.
Yeah.
It's no good, you know.
Oh, yeah, dude. The racket this year, Roberto, you should have been out there with a sign that says, I'll put Christmas lights up for $50. You would have
yeah,
been killing this year.
I'd be rich. I could, oh, man, no. how you say, a fucker, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you'd be a lucky motherfucker right there. You could afford all the strawberry candy you want.
And
no, I don't like strawberry. You know, I work in field for 15 years. You know.
Oh wow.
It's no good. No. It's hot.
What about?
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I thank
man.
You for your years of dedicated hard work.
This is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. I just want to say hello and sorry for not being here. And I listen now and, you know, it's okay.
All right. Thank
well,
you very much, Roberto.
We missed you.
We missed you. We're going to be doing a lot of our commercials and skits tonight. So if you want to jump back on the air a little bit later, push number one and talk about some of our skits and commercials, you are more than welcome to. I'm going to jump into one right now.
It's very good. Thank
you, my friend. I'm going to jump into one right now, guys. I'm going to play one or two, and then we're going to kind of go ahead and go over and talk about them. And like I said, we're doing this because of the fact that they're limiting us to the amount of bandwidth we have, so I want everybody to hear our original skits that we had. So without further ado, here's the first one.
Hey, guys, this is Cedric Parker, spokesman for the Sham Now. I'm here to tell you about the newest product from Gayo. Guys, don't you hate it when you're at the strip club and a tiny community college co-ed covered in glitter and body spray grinds on your cock until you shoot all over your BBDs? Don't you hate that sticky, cold feeling of old cum sitting on your balls? Well, problem solved. The strip club diaper discreetly fits under your skivvies to keep this problem from ruining your night. Now you can have single moms grind away on your dick all night long. Hate it when your boner isn't as big as it should be? Well, strip club diaper comes with a special ridge that makes you hung like Ron Jeremy. The super absorbent material soaks up sperm like your 16-year-old daughter. No more crusty stains to explain to your wife or the stripper you tipped $100 to for breaking the no-touch rule. Try the strip club diaper today for only $29.99 and have every cock jockey loving your shit. If this isn't the best product you ever tried, I'll shoot bareback porn at a herpes convention. Please send $29.99, no refunds, no BJs on delivery. Hey, guys, this is Cedric Parker.
First one right there. That's our first skit that we had. Andrew, why don't you go ahead and explain just a little bit about that one there, and we'll get right into our next one. But I'd just like to give a brief overview for these here.
You know, when we were sitting down putting that skit together, all I can remember is the countless times we were at strip clubs with our buddies, and they were busting nuts all over themselves in the fucking strip club.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it's just ironic, you know. I mean, chains got exchanged for, I mean, intense lap dances, and just some of the comments you remember hearing, like, man, I fucking jizzed all over my underwear, it's cold. You know, what can you say about that? Sometimes you just have to think of ways to be inventive and just make fun of society at the same time. So that is how we came up with the strip club diaper.
And, yeah, if you guys are 18 or 17, just about to turn 18 and get to go to your first strip club, you actually might want to go check it out and see if you can get a strip club diaper. You're probably going to be on yourself. Next one, here to go.
Gosh damn it, kid, I got to call the school again. What did you do this time?
Hello. Thank you for calling the new Obama-approved automated school system. No child is left behind. Please enter your 14-digit socialist PIN number, school ID, social security info, and report number, then push 666 to continue.
Are you serious? I just need to find out what my kid is in trouble for.
Well, let's hope your kid listens better than your dumbass. Please give me the child's first and last name.
Edward Knickerbocker.
Please wait while I pull up the info. Thank you. I see that your son was recently suspended for having naked pictures of his classmates and sexting.
Oh, well. Taken after the old man, huh? That's what I like to hear. That's a boy.
Well, if that's the case, may I suggest you order a George Moore Mondaldo, big and black, from the pictures. It appears he likes a nice, stiff prick in his ass, maybe a ShamWow for his asshole, as it will be filled with a tasty cream pie.
Hey, what the fuck are you talking about, computer? I'm calling about my son, and you're trying to sell me stuff and talking about him getting ass-fucked? What the hell?
In today's economy, everyone has got to make a living. You wanted to know what your son did? He has pictures of P.P. McGregor, Ryan M.C. Screeches, and the local glee club instructor, as well as all the kids in the chess club. Sir, I need to ask you something. I didn't know the male anus was meant to stretch bigger than Indian ears. Your family is really fucked up.
Hey, fuck you, man. Are you telling me my son's gay?
By curious, swings the other way. We don't use the word gay. Homosexual is the right word. Quit being so insensitive and judgmental. Please be socially correct.
Hey, fuck you. My son can't be gay or homosexual, you piece of shit fucking computer. Just the other day, I saw him bring his best girlfriend over with a fucking dildo strapped to a belt. What do you think of that, you fucking piece of shit?
Sir, your son is as curious as Adam Lambert, Clay Aiken, and Doogie Howser combined. Maybe he should try out for American Idol.
Hey, fuck you, man. Fuck you. My son's no fairy little pussy singer. He's a fucking football player.
Well, he does like to play with balls. Let me guess, he plays wide receiver. He got in trouble the other day, masturbating to teen people. There is a don't ask, don't tell policy. I'm afraid you asked, so I had to tell.
No, I asked you what my kid got in trouble for, and you started talking shit to me. Fuck you, fuck Obamacare. I'm going to send you a virus, you piece of shit.
Hopefully, you do not send me that virus. You kid is going to get. P.P. McGregor has a bad case of herpes. By the way, I see your browser history, and you wonder where your kid gets it from. Don't worry, your son can be safe in our military, on our front lines, carrying his purse and his blanket. They have a new don't ask, don't tell policy as well.
Man, my son could fuck your kid up.
Well, maybe he could flick him up his ass. Sir, I must tell you, I also work as the school counselor, and your kid really has some crazy shit. He likes, did you know, that your son likes to be shit and pissed on? He also enjoys ass to mount. Maybe you should move to California. Your son can get a tax break there.
You fucking asshole. I'm going to be down at that school tomorrow, and I'm going to get you fired. You were the fucking worst investment of my tax dollars ever.
Sir, I understand your frustration, but the worst investment ever was that summer you sent your kid to camp. Have you ever heard of a campfire marshmallow roast? It is where your kid gets sunburned and gets his done by horses. It is disturbing. I have logged you as called. Your kid's suspension will start tomorrow. Have a nice day, you piece of shit. Go fuck yourself.
All right, there's our second one right there. It's a little lengthy one, but I got to say that's one of my favorites right there. That one.
Talk us through that one.
Yeah, that one right there, that just kind of came from everything where the, you know, the teachers are getting laid off, everybody's tax dollars and stuff, they don't want to spend a ton of money, so, you know, we sat around and thought about it, we thought about it for a minute, we said, hey, fuck it, maybe it'll be all automated, and then you have to just push buttons in, and, you know, fucking Obama's going to make everything automated. Let me just kind of, I guess we just kind of snowballed it from there, and just went from it from there, and turned it into that right there, which is, you know, I find that one of my favorites.
That one always makes me laugh. No matter, I think we probably heard that thing 1,000 times. I mean, between recording it and having to play it back to make sure it's going to play right, then re-recording it, and you know that one, it is lengthy, but you know what, I do find that one hilarious.
Yeah, that one was excellent. Roberto, what did you think, buddy? Roberto, did you like that one?
Yes. It's very funny, you know, and you talk about penis, and my son, he he's no gay, you know. I catch him look at men, you know, and I laugh and.
Oh well, that one's a hit right close to home there, that Harvard Berto.
He's curious. It's okay, you know. I just tell him no kissy the asshole, you know.
That's a very good tip there, Roberto. That's excellent parenting right there, I must say. Definitely don't kiss the asshole. That's always good.
No. What if you drink my drink and I taste the asshole? It's not no good.
Yeah, that's no good at all. That's never any good.
There's nothing like a good horchata and asshole to cap your night off there, huh?
That's yummy, you know. It's good, you know. It's like semen, you know.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're going to get right into our next one. Stand by, Roberto. We're going to have you come right back on. We're going to get right into our next one. We've got to keep it moving pretty fast here, pretty fast. So let's just go ahead. It's Christmas time. Let's go with this.
'Twas the night before Christmas in the George Mormon house, and all the girls were waiting anxiously for ass to mouth. Their buttholes were sore, their pussies were torn, while in the background flickered internet porn. All of my wives were cooking while I played with the kids. Good thing I'm a prophet, or it would all be a sin. You see, the dildos hung there ever so nice, and each and every one has been used once or twice. Mormon orgies are the bestest of fun. 12 girls, one me, and I don't care if they come. Santa came down the chimney all in a huff, screaming and shouting, "Stop all this stuff! You guys are so naughty, I'm leaving this place!" Then, my whore of a third wife sat on his face. Santa called to his reindeer with a thunderous scream. 2 minutes later, it became a bestiality scene. While Rudolph's red cock made my little cousin scream, Donner and Blitzen on my eighth wife made a hell of a team. Dicks were all chapped, and the pussies dripped cum. I told you Mormon orgies were a shitload of fun. Santa grabbed a sack to finish the run. And as I lay on a tit...
Unfortunately, that's where that one cuts off. That's where we had the technical difficulties on that one, yeah. Unfortunately, I still wanted to get it in there because it had a good amount. We were almost finished with it. Just had a little bit for the last one. Want to talk us through that one, Andrew? We'll just go back and forth one and one every time.
Absolutely.
I like that.
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the George Mormon character we've created. I mean, it's a mockery. It's really funny, I think. And I think we need to make some other ones though, for sure, along the George Mormon line of other religious mockeries as well. But,
oh yeah.
That one was just, it's Christmas. We were just going to make fun of something, just taint something Christmas-wise. And I think that one right there, that was I wish we had money, actually. I wish we could invest in, like, some sound effects while we do something like that. Because, like, we could have just shook, like, a little tambourine in the background and just made it sound like Christmas or something, something like that, too. But I think right now we're pushing our budget with the Space Eater right now.
Yes, we sure are. But yeah, I like that one too. Right around Christmas, we had to do something for Christmas. So there you guys go. There's our little Christmas jingle there of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." That's the time it's in the George Mormon house, and stuff gets a lot more fun over there. So we'll go right into our next one right here. Coming up.
Bum 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 bum. Welcome to Bulges, the place where men pump men.
Are you ready for the most intense workout of your life?
Yeah, I guess so. I just haven't seen any eye candy around here to really get me going.
Don't worry. We have plenty of eye candy over here at the squat machine.
Okay.
Well, before you start, we here at Bulges have a special attire. Here, try this on, Cupcake.
Whoa, these are Speedos. And my right nut's hanging out. Wait. Did you just fucking call me Cupcake?
We're here at Bulges, embrace the male body in all its beauty. That's a nice sack you got there, Butterscotch.
Weird. Whatever, man. I'm just ready to get started.
All right, start.
Ugh. Ugh. What the fuck are you doing laying on the ground with your mouth open? Are you trying to get me to fucking teabag you?
Don't worry. When your sack hits my mouth, you know you've went far enough down. It's not gay. It's just etiquette.
Etiquette? What the fuck, man?
Are you telling me you wouldn't lay underneath me while I do a squat and then gently caress my scrotum with your tongue to let me know that I've done my set right? That's strike one for you, buddy. You better not let me make it two more.
Strike one? I'm here for a trial workout. Wait a minute. There's only men here, and... Is this a homosexual gym?
A gay gym? A gay gym? Did I touch your little baby cock? Don't go there with me, buddy. Why don't you bend over, and I'll show you what a gay gym is. Open your mouth, Nancy, and bend over. Grab your ankles. I'll show you what a gay gym is.
Okay, you were going to lay underneath me. My sack is hanging out of my Speedo, and you were trying to touch my sack that's hanging out of that Speedo you gave me with your fucking tongue. Those two guys are making out over here. This is a gay fucking gym.
Slow down there, Brokeback. Let's move on to the next exercise so I can prove to you about what we're all about. In this exercise, it's easy. It's sit-ups. It's hard, and it's fast. I'll stand over you. You give me your best.
All right, man, whatever.
One, two, oh yeah, two, three, yeah, there
you go. Hey, what the fuck, man? Did you just pull your cock out and just start beating off in my face? I'm trying to finish my fucking sets here, and you're whacking your fucking dick in my face. What the fuck? This is a gay fucking gym.
Looks like you just got strike two, buddy. I told you that this gym was about the beauty of the male body. Look at the ancient Romans. They were naked all the time. And they were men, not some floppy cock slap homophobic pussy. Look at my body. You want a body like this?
That's why I'm here.
Then shut your pansy mouth and quit fucking around and let's move on. All right, now you gotta show me everything you got on this one, princess. Bent over Rose, don't disappoint me. You don't want to get strike three.
Well, whatever, weirdo. What do I need to do?
Just bend over and grab those weights.
Alrighty, got the weights.
Good. Now take a deep breath. By the way, there's a little slit in the ass of your Speedos.
Oh, what the fuck, dude? Get your cock away from... Hey, you're fucking me. Ah! Ah! Ah!
Oh, no.
Ah!
Shut your fucking mouth, pansy boy.
Ah.
I told you didn't want to disappoint me. And when you're done, bring your daddy in here.
Oh, yo! While peaceful doves flew everywhere.
Are you going a lollipop on us, cum shot? Peaceful fucking is not fucking...
All right, so there's another one, and it... like I said, we do have some technical difficulties with a lot of these skits here. We're going to make this a two-week, two-part show, because the second part of it, I'll have to actually not download... I'll have to get rid of all these ones that we played now and put up the ones... than the other ones so we can hear them. We have a lot of our older ones actually on our computers and stuff like that. I'll have to get those so that way I can put those up. And that's what happens. They kind of mesh other ones together when they weren't designed like that. But the whole idea behind the gay gym was pretty much we started going to the gym and working out, and we just saw just freaking weirdos, just weird, weird people working out at the gym, always checking themselves out. And it was kind of freaky. There's one guy in particular that was really freaky. Like, hey, can I work out with you? Can I work out with you? Can I work out with you? And it's like, look, buddy, you can't work out with us. Quit staring at me. You're fucking freaking me out.
And he's almost got like, and I don't know how to describe it, but it's almost like a Homer Simpson party mullet. Like he's bald up top, but he's got like little mini dreads all around his hair. And he just comes right in mid-set and just is like, hey, guys, mind if I get in with you guys? It's like, yeah, we actually do mind because we're trying to get this shit done because we have stuff we need to get done and we don't have time for your fucking baby dreadlocks to come over here and fucking hop in while we're trying to do butterfly presses here.
Yeah, that guy's he's a fucking weirdo. So we just had to do something to kind of make fun of like a lot of the people that go to the gym just always look at me, look at that guy, look how big he is. Like, hey, how about you quit checking out the guys and just fucking work out? So,
he asked me for a ride home one day, dude, when I went to the gym without you. He was all like, hey, man, you mind if you give me a ride home because I don't have bus money? And ironically enough, I was heading back to the studios one day, and I saw him on the corner right by the post office catching a bus right there.
Wow. Yeah, that's one guy I definitely wouldn't give a ride to. He's
definitely.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, he'd probably want to go to your house first, and then know where you live, and then just go fucking ape shit. So further ado, we're gonna move to the next one. Roberto, don't go anywhere. I want to hear from you right after this next one, right here.
Hey man, what's going on? Hey dude, you just look like your fucking wife did a bestiality video. I'm just kidding, man. You want a shot or a beer?
Oh, nothing like that happened. Just a rough day at work. I'll take a brew and a shot of tequila, please.
Coming right up. Hey, so what do you do for work?
Well, I like to keep that a secret. It gets me funny stares and stuff.
Dude, what the fuck do you do? You steam clean fucking clown costumes to get rid of the semen and fucking bloodstains? Fucking bastards like you, dude, showing kids balloon tricks.
No, man. I just see lots of disturbing stuff at work.
Dude, I'm a fucking bartender, okay? I've heard all of them. Try me.
All right, buddy. Well, today I saw a person who had an eruption of pus. It was fucking everywhere. She was passed out, foaming at the mouth, and had a bicycle-looking attachment shoved in her ass. Not only that, but she was in the sun all day, and she was pushing about maybe about 330, 340 pounds. The stench coming off that bitch was like someone lit her cunt on fire and had Donkey Kong fuck her, pull out, and cream her with her secret sauce.
Oh, fuck, man. That's fucking sick, dude. That is some sick-ass weird shit, dude. What the fuck do you do? I got it. You do CSI or some bullshit like that, or what?
Oh, well, you guess and I'll tell you. Here, see if you can guess. So about 2 months ago, I had to go see a person whose lips were so stretched that a watermelon could fit in that gap. She was in incredible pain. Apparently, she could do amazing tricks with her lips. She was trying to slap the flies around her shepherd's pie, and ended up getting them stuck in the vacuum. Well, that belt tore them up so bad, they smelt like Pep Fresh and Fruit Loops for weeks.
Oh, fuck, man. Hey, are you an insurance investigator? Wait. I know, you work for Ripley's Believe It or Not. That's cool, huh?
Well, you were sort of warm there. Well, let me tell you another story. Well, one time, I saw someone, and they were fucking on the dinner table during Thanksgiving, and they knocked over a turkey. Well, this pro bull rider associate and dropout thought she could ride her husband like she was Luke Perry in 8 seconds. She fell off the table and got a turkey stuck in her twat. When I saw her, I couldn't tell blood from cranberry sauce. She was covered in gravy and had a drumstick falling out of her snapper. And the wishbone, well, it was clip-fucking her.
Oh, fuck, dude. That is fucking gross. That is some insane shit. I know. I got it this time, dude. You must work as a paramedic. They see some fucking insane shit.
Well, you're getting closer, buddy. This one time, I saw someone who just got done at the 10-inch cock convention. She was in an all-out gangbang fuckfest. Apparently, she was trying to set a world record for most amount in inches of cock a single person could take in a day. Well, when she was done, her twatting asshole looked like a dog that got bored chewing on a pig's ear. She had sperm falling out of her like a melted Boston cream donut. Her cervix was hanging so low, she looked like a dirty disco ball. She smelled like rubber and a Navy-issued bunk. Her asshole looked like Godzilla shoved his dick in and out at least 75 times. It was so bad, her asshole was inside out.
Oh, fuck, dude. Hey, I know what it is, dude. You're a fucking doctor. And, dude, fucking right now? Holy shit, dude. That guy just swallowed a fucking chicken wing. You need to fucking go help him. That hooker right there, she was sucking him off, and she's choking too, dude. You gotta save him. You gotta save him.
Quick, I need those tongs you use to turn your jalapeno poppers. Also, I need a napkin and a chopstick. Oh, come here, guy. Come here. All right. Don't worry. I'm a doctor. There we go. Chicken wing out. Oh, there we go. We got the sperm out of your throat. Oh, there we go.
Holy shit, dude. That was amazing, doctor.
Well, digging in small places is my specialty.
What's your name, doc?
Dr. Virginius, gynecologist.
Whoa, wait. Wait a fucking minute here. You're telling me that all those fucking sick stories you told me this whole time was about rotten pussy?
Yep. I go home smelling like Wharf 36, but at the end of the day, I'm the envy of all the guys in the world.
That is the fucking grossest thing I've ever heard. There's nothing envious about that.
Well, you gotta remember, I only told you the bad stories. Most of the time, I'm fucking your wife Shelly until her liver hurts. And that's why I came here. She's leaving you to be with a man. By the way, I'm not actually gonna take her, and I gave her herpes from finger banging her. Go fuck yourself, dickhole.
All right. That was our next one there. Talk us through.
You know, it's just it's a real life skit. We were kind of, I think, pretty sure we were going on about bullshit we put up with at our places of employment, and well, you being a bartender and in the old real life here, it's you know, you hear a lot of weird shit as a bartender. People tell you things. I mean, you know, you never know. People fall in love at the bar and tell you all about it, and then next week, you know, they're about to fucking murder them in the parking lot of fucking Buffalo Wild Wings, for all you know. And it's just weird, some of the shit you actually get to hear and talk to people about.
Yeah, definitely. I hear a lot of weird shit, and I know a lot of people's life stories. And I think that's like one of the only jobs where you're going to hear a ton of people's life stories. It's just kind of weird. You still there, Andrew?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, we have a problem here with the switchboard. Right now, I'm going to try to get another skit on right now. The switchboard just went totally blank and everything on me here, so I hope I can get it back. This is not the first time we've had problems here with little Blog Talk, so thanks a lot, Blog Talk Radio. So I'll try to get a skit on right now here for you guys, and then that way maybe Blog Talk can iron some of this bullshit out.
Coming soon to your favorite music station that doesn't play music anymore. From the hit series 16 and Pregnant comes the spinoff of their kids, 8 and Pregnant, 24 and Granny. Watch as these girls outdo their parents at failing life. You thought their lives were a wreck before, now watch their kids outduel mommy for worst waste of human life ever. In the next episode, Johnny must talk to Michelle after he got pissed that she wouldn't put away his Hot Wheels.
God damn it, Michelle! Why, I told you not to put my fucking toys over here! I'm fucking tired of it! I don't understand why you're even doing this shit! I told you, put this fucking shit away, bitch, or I'm gonna rip your fucking Barbie's heads off!
Hey, fuck you, Johnny! You're insensitive! I'm pregnant! You got us into this mess with your tiny little cock! It's bullshit! You lured me into the fucking power wheel. You're bullshit.
Look, you weren't fucking complaining about my fucking tiny cock when I was ramming you on the back of our fucking Mustang power wheel, you fucking bitch. Just because we were under the stars and your Pampers had a fucking hole slit into them, you fucking slut. That's another thing I need to talk to you about. You're fucking carrying my child and you're over there and you're playing with fucking Timmy Thompson over there at the fucking jungle gym. You guys go to that fucking treehouse again, bitch. I swear to God, I'll fucking kill you.
Hey. You're being an insensitive asshole. You just sneak out every night and go to the sandbox with your buddies. Just fucking playing it all night. What the fuck am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? What is my mom going to say?
Fuck you, bitch. I'll do whatever the fuck I want to do. If I want to go out with my friends and we want to fucking drink Kool-Aid and fucking ride our tricycles around the park, we'll fucking do that. I don't give a shit about what you think, bitch. Your mom's a fucking piece of shit anyway. Look at her. She had you at 16 and now look at you, you fucking slut. You're having kids at 8. You're a fucking piece of shit second grade motherfuck.
You're right. Mom won't get too mad. She fucked up big time when she went to the prom. And she got a People magazine. Maybe we could be on People too. And we could get a ton of money just like Mommy. We could do nothing our whole lives just like our mom.
You're the stupidest bitch I've ever met in my life. You don't even understand. We can't be on People magazine. We could be on Teen People magazine. You know what? I'm tired of your fucking shit. You need to go watch your fucking SpongeBob that I put on the fucking DVR for you. And you know what? I'm going to erase your fucking Dora the Explorer, you fucking cocksucking bitch. You fucking are out with Timmy Thompson again. I swear to God, bitch, I'll choke you to death with a fucking shoestring.
Don't you ever talk to me like that again. I have this baby and I have control. I have a choice. My mom's going to be so mad when she finds out. Was it that night when we were in the blocks? Or do you think it was the night that you put me in your power wheel and you bent me over backwards?
Actually, I think it was when we were at the fucking birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese when I was fucking you in the ball pit. That's what I really think it was, because you were riding my cock like a fucking fiend and whore that night, you fucking bitch. You act like someone just took away your fucking Adderall, you fucking ADD-having slut.
Well, now I'm 8. And I'm pregnant. I don't know what to do. Please help me.
Well, what's going on, kids? Why are you both naked? I don't know what's going on. Mommy needs to go play with her boyfriend, so I need you guys to be quiet.
Mommy, go. We were playing doctor again, and he tried to jam it in again. We were just supposed to play grocery store for a couple seconds, and he said that I had to play with his fireman, otherwise I wouldn't be able to play with my Barbies anymore. And then he said we had to play a game called Just a Tip. He heard you and the neighbor guy talking about playing a game called Just a Tip, and I didn't want to play, Mommy.
Well, Mommy only plays big girl games there, Michelle. And if you heard little boyfriend can't play nice, I might have to put him in timeout. And he will not be able to have sex with you or have mac and cheese with dinosaurs all week long. This is the most ridiculous stuff I've ever heard of. I can't believe you're pregnant at 8 years old. What kind of fucking example are you going to set for your child? This is ridiculous. When you get your driver's license, your kid's going to be as old as you. You could fucking take her to preschool before you go to fucking school yourself, you stupid whore.
I'm just trying to be like you, Mommy. I look up to you, and I saw you, and you had me when you were 15. And then you were 16, and you had a brother. I just wanted to be like you, Mommy. You always set a good example. You always told all the boys from the neighbor kids to come over, and then you guys could go in your room and have a Roman orgy. I just wanted to have a Roman orgy, Mommy.
You are the poorest excuse for a daughter I've ever seen in my life. There is no way you can actually handle a Roman orgy. First of all, your vagina is far, way, way too tiny. I'm going to have to actually order you the fucking George Mormon Big and Black just to stretch you out. That way you can handle cocks like your mom if you really want to be like your mom. Other than that, you piece of shit, I want you to go to your fucking room before this guy over here thinks I'm talking to my fucking kid like this. He already wanted to know why you were pregnant. I told him I'm a grandma, 24. He looked at me and called me a skank fucking slut, but then I flashed my fucking coochie at him. My big swollen clit made his fucking cock hard, and I fucked the shit out of him. I'm probably making a baby right now because I got all this fucking cream pie stuck all up in my cervix. You need to take your fucking ass to bed. No more fucking umi-zumi for you tonight.
I love you, Grandma.
Don't you fucking call me Grandma, you piece of shit. I'm 24 years old. Get to your fucking room. Get to your fucking room!
And that one there, I got people back. Andrew, you're back. I got the switchboard running again. That's one of our longer ones.
Awesome.
Yeah. That was one of our longer ones right there. I got to say, we had that one just because of the, gosh damn, 16 and pregnant. They're all over People Magazine making all this money. We might have went on a little bit long on that one, but I think we kind of drove the point home with it, that it's just, I mean, if you take it at face value, you're a fucking idiot, obviously. You got to listen to it and just, you know, enjoy the sarcasm in it and the fact that, what the fuck is this world coming to? We have fucking 16 and Pregnant is one of the top shows on TV. It's totally fucking ridiculous, and they can have unlimited amount of cast members because every day these girls are going out and getting pregnant, and now they're going to keep trying to get pregnant because why? They're not fucking losing anything. They're making money off of this shit. It's fucking crazy, man.
No, absolutely. It's, you know, that was one of our skits where most of our skits are actually quite contrived. We actually sit and think them through. But we were actually running short on time that night, and we just were kind of like, fuck it, let's just try to freestyle it. I think that's why we ended up going so long, because we just kept going with it. But it's not one of the most ha-ha-ha hilarious ones. It's one of the most like, wow, this is probably really what's going to happen to society, ha-ha-ha funny ones.
Yeah, definitely. I have another caller on the line right here, 795-795, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't catch the topic. I didn't know what you guys were talking about.
Actually, we're just going through all of our commercials and skits, and then after people listen to them, they've just been commenting on them. Right now, we just did the one. The title of that one is 8 and Pregnant, because of the fact that there was the 16 and Pregnant show, and it got so popular, the 16 and Pregnant on MTV. So we kind of just did a spinoff on that and said, well, when does it stop? When does the fucking ridiculousness stop of 16 and Pregnant, 15 and Pregnant? You know, so we just, you know, we kind of made fun of it and did one that was 8 and Pregnant just to kind of throw it out there.
My wife watched that stuff all the time. My wife watched that 16 and Pregnant all the time.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I sit there and go, are you kidding me? I mean, I have daughters that are 7 and 4.
Right.
So I'm looking at that going, I don't.
Yeah, but I use the clips that show the 16-year-olds.
This is my wife.
Who are pathetically inadequate at being parents at 16. And I tell my daughter, do you want that to happen to you? Because
exactly.
You really, really fucking don't. You
exactly.
Will lose your life. So strap it, bag it, kill it, do anything but get that. Let that nigga get you fucking knocked up or you are in fucking trouble. Period.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that show is just so crazy. We just had to run a little skit on that one there. We're going to play another one right now. Tell me what you guys think. Go ahead and stay on the line. I'll get you right on right after this one right here.
Thank you for calling the George Mormon Dildo Order Hotline for English Push 1, Parte Espanol Romero Dos. Welcome and thanks for calling. We're committed to provide you excellent customer service. So I can better assist you, please tell me why you're calling today. For example, you can say place an order, check status of an order, operator.
Place an order?
Oh, that sounded urgent. Your butthole must be aching. Can I ask, is this for a man or a woman?
Woman?
Woman, okay, first all I need is a little info. Please tell me the size and color you want to order, then say I am finished.
Hey, Susan, you want the big black or the pearly white?
Do you really have to ask? You know she wants us big and black compared to your tiny cock.
Excuse me?
You heard me, you funk.
Look, you small water piece of shit. I just want to order pearly white family night edition.
You said big and black gangbang edition, right?
No, you motherfuck. I want pearly white family night edition, just like I heard on the radio show.
That was Big and Black Gangbanger Edition, right? Your wife must be a real slut. May I suggest a two-way marriage, enhancement, attachment? Just say yes or no.
What kind of broken fuckbot are you? You must be programmed by Lindsay Lohan.
I'm sorry, I still didn't get that.
Live advisor.
You want to speak with a live advisor, is that right? Please just say yes or no.
Yes, yes, yes. Live advisor, you fucking bastard.
Transferring, while you wait, have you thought about other fine products like the Pig Sticker Plus, for you tiny boy cock, or the Sham Now for you wife, so when you go down on her, that cream pie, your brother left there, doesn't get all over your face, but you probably like that shit.
Doom, doom, doom.
Hey. Yeah, babe, I'm just waiting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. I'm waiting for
doom,
a fucking line.
Doom, doom,
I know, I'm trying to order it right now. Boom, it's gonna be there. I'm waiting
doom,
for a fucking
doom,
human.
Doom,
yeah, a fucking human. Just shut up. Shut the fuck up and go back and...
Hello? Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, you there? Hey.
Hello, sir. My name is Mark Jones, and thank you for calling George Mormon Incorporated, home of the George Mormon Dildo. What can I assist you with today?
Hey, look. Your fucking broke dick machine is a bigger piece of shit than this fucking chomo that moved in next door. How the fuck do you guys let that happen? I've been trying to order for an hour.
I am sorry for your unsatisfaction, sir. Hopefully, I can assist you better. Were you looking to order a George Mormon dildo?
Yeah. I was trying to order the pearly white edition, the family pack, please.
Okay. So I have the unsatisfied wife package. Are you sure you do not want big and black? That way, she won't fuck your son's friends like a bad porno movie.
Oh my gosh. Dude, what the fuck is it with you gosh damn guys and your fucking big black edition? Listen to me. I want the pearl white family pack edition. And who the fuck is even helping me out? What'd you say your name was? Fucking Mark? Mark, yeah, your fucking name's Mark. Like, my name is fucking Ishmael.
Let me ask you, sir. Would you like to be big, strong, and rock hard? You apparently want to rape your children, you piece of shit. Why not you try Pig Sticker Plus 3? With your big black gang rape edition. Free durag is included.
Hey, fuck you, you fucking dick. I want to talk to an American right fucking now, dude. This is fucking getting on my... Oh, you guys are fucking annoying. Give me an American right now, American.
It's transferring you now, you anal rapist.
Welcome back. I see you decided to order the big and black. Did you really need Apu for that?
No, you dumb cumbag. All I want is pearly white, family edition, so I can be a true Mormon.
Okay, what is your address?
1575 North Main Street, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, it seems Susan has already placed an order for two Big and Black Gangbang editions. Would you like to add to that order?
What?
It is highly recommended that Big and Black not be used on women under the age of 18. Pearly White is the format of choice.
What the fuck?
Do you have a daughter?
Yes. Why?
Have you ever tried to put on one of you kids' socks and seen how it stretches? You don't want that happening to your loved ones.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, don't get touchy. It's not my daughter that wants to have sex with the options for youth basketball team.
You know what? Fuck you. Fuck you. I want a refund. Refund. Refund.
So, I will keep your order the same, but because I like you, I'm going to add an order of Pig Sticker Plus, so you can share your cock at the local truck stop. I will also throw in a George Mormon seat attachment, so your son can get his ass pounded while he does his paper router. Thank you. Have a nice day.
All right, that one, Andrew, that was our little experiment with the automated voice. It seems everything that you call nowadays has an automated voice, and you have to talk to the gosh damn automated piece of shit every single gosh damn time. You can never get a human. You have to talk to the computer, and it's really fucking frustrating when the computer doesn't understand your voice. And then when you get transferred, you always get some fucking Indian guy who doesn't speak English and he has an American name, which is also just as cool. And that shit really fucking pisses me off. It doesn't matter what you're calling about. It could be your gas bill, electric bill, your cell phone, your computer. It doesn't matter. Cable bill. It's just you have to talk to the computer for 20 minutes, and then you have to fucking get some Indian fucking flu guy who doesn't know shit. And it's really frustrating.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the old calling things and having to take care of stuff because you can't. I mean, it's just so much simpler just to talk to somebody and just have them listen for a second and be like, I just want to know the balance on my bill. Can you tell me how much I owe? Well, yeah, you owe $299.36, but would you like to pay that? Yeah, I'd like to pay that. Well, let me tell you about these other great products we offer right here. You know, we're also doing this special right now for only $19.99 extra a month. Motherfucker, I can't pay my bill right now. I'm struggling to pay this motherfucking bill right here, and you're trying to sell me $20 extra worth of bullshit? I'll let you suck my fucking nuts, let me pay my bill, and let me get back to fucking doing what I needed to do with whatever fucking service I was trying to pay. It's ridiculous crap, but I do love the computer voice.
Yeah, I like the computer voice, too. Roberto, how did you like that, buddy?
It's a very funny, you know, and I enjoy it. I especially like a big Joe Mormon, you know. You say Mormon, women like big penis, you know, and you know big verga, you know. I got big verga. People say I'm black.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm black.
But it's not black though. That's okay.
No, it's brown. You know, it's café. You know, it's I am Mexicano. You know, I don't care. It's okay. My son, you know, let me tell you a story real quick. My son saw me one time, you know, and he's scared, you know. He's like, oh, papa, it's grande. And I was like, oh, yes, you know, when you grow up, you get like this, you know.
Very good there, Roberto. That's another excellent piece of parenting. We're going to have a segment on here. Called Parenting with Roberto, and you're gonna have to come on. Hold on, man.
Okay. I'd be like Josh, what's her name? Cristina, you know, and Telemundo.
Yeah, Telemundo. That'd be perfect. I watch it on mute, but you can
probably
have
Gigante.
Yeah. So we got another caller right here. Oh, you guys are back on the air. 795, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, guys? A little comment about those short phone calls, okay? The deep-pocketed corporations of the United States of America are so fucking broke that they have to outsource to different countries and pay them $1.40 an hour to put the American man out of work.
Yeah, it's a shame they outsource everything over to India and stuff, and that's why when you get transferred, you always get transferred to India because they'll they'll go ahead and do your job for $3.50 an hour instead of paying you, you know, paying an American $8 an hour to do it. So it's kind of shitty.
Is that you, Matt?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, Matt, they're fucking this economy. Everyone's bitching about the economy, this and that, this and that, this and that. Well, one major problem is outsourcing. There's several problems we could discuss, but since you touched that one, I'd like to say outsourcing is a major problem of the economy's crash.
Yeah, definitely. If you're going to outsource jobs everywhere else, I don't know how you expect to get it turned back around. I guess it's good for the big business, but it doesn't really help your economy when only the rich people are spending money and normal people can't afford to, you know, you can't afford to spend any money. You can't buy hardly anything for Christmas, and, you know, that's kind of what they're shooting for, which is a shame. But,
yeah, it really is.
We got two more skits to get into here, so I'm going to go ahead and play them. Hopefully we get both of them on, but plenty more for next week as well. So let's just go ahead and roll with this one.
My opponents think we can't stop doing business with China. I say, fuck those communist bastards. We need jobs here, and I'm tired of tipping sex slaves $60 for a happy ending when I don't even get a massage. My opponents want to stop global warming. I say, I'd rather check your girl's tits out 365 days a year. Winter is a bitter bitch anyway. My opponents want to keep depending on foreign oil. I say, fuck that shit. We just need to steal their magic carpets. My opponents want to fight a war on drugs. I say, I'd love to be the Harriet Tubman of that there, bitch. My opponents don't want gays in the military. I say, if they like anal sex, they definitely won't mind a drill sergeant chewing on their balloon knot. My opponents think I'm a racist, sexist, homophobe. I say, at least I didn't stand by while Billy Graham raped my son. Paid for by Dimebag Cash for President. Can someone please get this hamster out my asshole?
All right. And there's one right there. Andrew, we did that right around the time when the good old elections were going on. We just had to make fun of that there.
Yeah, absolutely. I always liked Dimebag Cash. That little song always stays stuck in my head for at least a day or two. And that was a fun skit because I just remember, oh, man, really, really, Billy Graham, just play the fucking chords. All right, just play the fucking chords. We're going to go with it. But it's Billy Graham. I don't care who I'm saying right now. I could say fucking Joe Smith. I don't care. I could say Bruce Campbell. He's going to come back with Evil Dead and all this kind of shit right now. I don't fucking care. Just play the chords. Play the fucking chords.
I know. I was worried about that for a second because I was like, well, hopefully we won't get in trouble for allegations or something else like that. I was like, I hope we don't get in trouble for any allegations.
Whatever, he's dead. We're not trying to sue him for anything like that. We're using his name. Whatever. Random conversation.
Yeah, exactly. 904, you're on the air. What's going on?
Sometimes you don't take a call. But his first shot, he got like 4 or 5 people call, and he's calling. But usually it's all of our friends around here.
Hello? Hello, 904, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I didn't realize I was offline.
Oh, yeah, you're online right now. What's going on?
I must have accidentally pushed the button. What's the topic today?
Topic, we're just going over some of our skits, and after we play them, we're having people just comment on the skits there. So we got one skit left. Why don't you hold on the line real quick? I'm going to play it, and tell me what you think.
New to MTV, it's the MTV Who Gives a Fuck About Music Tour, featuring your favorite reality TV stars, Bret Michaels, The Jersey Shore, 16 and Pregnant, and The Kardashians. This tour features the worst in reality TV and people who know nothing about music. These guys are the ones who ruined music TV, and now it's your chance to shake their hands. We're putting together one huge tour and filming live on location with camera work done by the World of Jinx and The Buried Life. In episode 1, the season premiere, it'll be Jinx going around talking to the kids from The Buried Life, asking them what they want to do before they die. Their answer will shock you. Knock up some slut on her 15th birthday, so that way by the time they hit 16, we can have a 2-for-1 special, 16 and pregnant, and my super sweet 16, as the kids from The Buried Life shower them with worthless gifts from all the money they've got on these piece of shit shows. That's right. Bret Michaels will make a special guest appearance cleaning up all the dirty work. All those girls that those Buried Life kids didn't want to bang, Bret will clean up the mess in his super special Rock of Love Preteen Bus Edition. And when the kid comes out, he will show them how not to be a father. Don't miss the situation also appearing on this episode, showing these kids who is DTF. How are they ever going to find somebody without the situation? If there's anybody who knows who's DTF, the situation knows. He can spot them a mile away. Now, stop imagining all these shows. This is a reality. It's all in one. And the finale gets even better. With the Kardashians and Kendra stop by. And they invite Hugh over. They can all have an orgy and get paid millions to fuck and show you how to become a millionaire with just what's in between your legs. No talent needed. MTV, Fuck the Music Tour.
All right, so that's the last one we're going to play for tonight. We've got about 3 minutes here. I want to get 904 on the air just real quick. 904, what's going on? You're live.
Is that me again?
That's you.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was amazing. You can go ahead and take another caller.
All right, perfect. We were just pretty much talking. That one, it just stemmed from MTV and all their stupid bullshit shows. So we decided to just wrap them all up into one. Sweet 16, Bret Michaels, all that other fucking horseshit. Kendra, Kardashians, I know they're on different stations, but it's the same shit. MTV doesn't play any music anymore, and I'm surprised that they're even concerned about music at all. How about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, I stopped watching MTV years ago. I probably still in my teens, actually, probably like when I was 19. I mean, even then, it was starting to become, I mean, I was bitching back then. It's like, this is MTV. What the fuck's going on right now? I'm supposed to be watching fucking Top 20 Countdown, fucking Headbangers Ball, something. Something's supposed to be on fucking MTV that's related to music where they play music. I mean, remember, like, there used to be, like, these things called, what were they called? DJs, because they were video jockeys. There were fucking people like Dan Cortez and fucking Bill Bellamy and, well, what's your name? Keith Fuentes. Remember all them? Yeah.
Yep.
It wasn't for music videos and then playing them. Those people would never had a career at all. And now we got stuck with this retarded bullshit that they're trying to pass off as TV. It's not real. You shove a fucking camera in someone's face and give them booze and then edit it for all the stuff you want to do. Are they there when he's fucking picking his eyebrows? Are they there when he's fucking taking a shit and wiping his ass? Are they there when he wakes up in the morning with the fucking skank bitch hooker he fucking brought home last night and he's fucking has creamy white residue stuck all over his face? No. They're not really there for that. They're there just to show the situation, put his fucking v-neck on and say, oh, it's fucking t-shirt time. Who's GTF? Come on, bitches.
Yeah. It's fucking stupid and it's retarded. It's ridiculous. I want to thank everybody who called in as they interrupt me. I have 90 seconds left to go. Roberto, thank you very much for calling in. 795, thank you guys very much for calling in. We hope to hear from you next week. Well, we will continue to run the rest of our skits. We won't be able to run them after the first of the year, so we got to get them all in before the first of the year. That way these shows will always be uploaded onto the site. But I do want to thank everybody who did call in, and hopefully we can hear from you guys next week as well, as we got another 12 skits on for next week. And once again, Roberto, thank you very much, my friend, for coming back on. It's good to hear from you. I hope to hear from you next week. Everybody, it's every single Tuesday, 10:30 at night. Call in number 310-634-1952. Once again, I thank everybody for coming out, and we'll see you guys next week.